At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm very excited to have Lynn McInnes from Concordia Visiting Nurses. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Seth. I'm excited to be here.
Not only am I excited to have you here today, but our very own Trisha Pritchard highly recommended the two of us getting together, as you have something very important to share with the community. Not only a very important event coming up, but the information alone could be life-saving to some people. And I think it's great that, you know, we have those partners out in the community that can connect us. And the ability is for you to have something going on, and I have, you know, the way to get that message out there. So, you know, without further ado, Lynn, share with us why we're here today, because what you're doing here soon is going to help a lot of people out in our local communities.
Sure. And we appreciate Armstrong, both with In the Loop and Butler Buzz, giving us some exposure. We are bringing a free weekend pop-up clinic. And a pop-up clinic means that where there was nothing, all of a sudden you have a portable hospital unit set up. So this is possible through a partnership between Concordia Lutheran Ministries, who is backing this financially, with Remote Area Medical, which is an organization that's been around for about 40 years, and they are the major nonprofit provider operators of these pop-up clinics that deliver free, quality dental, vision, and medical services to areas where there are individuals who are either uninsured or underinsured, which is a new phrase for me, because what we realize is that although most people are working and have insurance, most people can also not afford their deductibles and their co-pays. And two areas that are very weak in most employer policies is dental and vision. That's where we're seeing high co-pays. So these RAM, we shorten Remote Area Medical to RAM, like your Dodge truck RAM. They provide a service that essentially just fills a gap in communities that need that gap filled. So that's it in a nutshell, a free weekend clinic that anyone can come to. It's first come, first serve. Any age can come to. We're mostly promoting in Butler County, but we have no geographic boundaries, and we're trying to get as much community input as possible, because we see this as happening perhaps once every 2 years, because the need for this type of healthcare is not going to go away anytime soon.
You know, Lynn, I actually worked with an organization out of Connellsville that was a full-time clinic for underinsured and unserved. And their mission was, you know, just like this, but the hardest part for them was getting the word out there. But, you know, what's helping you is this is a pop-up event, so maybe we can help get the word out there better. So when is this remote area clinic pop-up that you're hosting?
So we are having this at the Butler Intermediate High School, which is just a perfect venue. People from town can walk up. It's on the bus line. And but to speak to your point, I think every community that has a hospital has a free clinic. But the problem is that the waiting list is long to get to a free clinic, for one thing, because it's run on a shoestring budget. And then you have, you know, volunteer providers there that have their own businesses to attend to. So it doesn't fill the gap as much as a weekend pop-up clinic can do. We're hoping, we have the potential to serve 400 to 600 people that weekend in the Butler Intermediate High School. So that's the most fascinating thing to me. The challenge right now is getting the providers to come, the dentists and the vision providers and the nurses and the doctors. It's difficult because this event is not till November. So a lot of people don't want to commit that far in advance, but we're asking them to, and hopefully we will over recruit. So if people have issues that they can't attend on that weekend, we still have enough providers to give all the services that we're capable of giving. The really cool thing about this, Seth, is this is something that we can do for ourselves. So why we're promoting so strongly in Butler is we want as many groups involved as possible, because we're doing this for ourselves, for our neighbors. This is something that, because we can do it for ourselves, it's a good thing. We're not solving any great problems. The mission's very narrow. It's to alleviate pain and suffering right now, you know, for this weekend, for people who can't get to the dentist to get a tooth pulled, to get a filling, perhaps people who just can't afford to get a new prescription for their glasses. It's a Band-Aid. We know that. But sometimes you need a Band-Aid.
Well, and I totally agree with that. And more to support your point, you know, RAM has been around for almost 30 years now. No, over 30 years.
1985.
Yeah, so almost 40 years, 50 years. And 40 years, sorry. And they've treated more than 900,000 individuals, which has delivered more than $189 million worth of free healthcare services. So that small number of 400 to 600 people still is a large chunk of medical services that those people might not have been able to afford. And it's dire.
Right, exactly. And that's, again, I work for Concordia Visiting Nurses, and my territory is Saxonburg and Cabot and some of Butler 16002. So it's where I live also. So all the people that I see in home care are people who have just gotten out of the hospital, and usually their insurance covers their hospital stay. But again, what I hear from all of these patients is they're not going to have any services after that in things like, for my area, for physical therapy, because their copays are $45 a visit. So this is just something I was always aware of. And this group, Remote Area Medical, once I became aware of them, it just blew my mind that this is something we could bring to Butler. This is not something that happens somewhere else or downtown Pittsburgh. Remote Area Medical will go wherever they are invited, but your community has to do the elbow grease work of getting the venue and getting the volunteers. So that's our challenge right now. Later this year, like September, October, we are really going to market to getting the patients, because we want the patients to understand this truly is free. There's no catch to it. You don't have to give ID, you don't have to qualify, you don't have to show an insurance card. You just come to the parking lot, you get a number, and you wait your turn, and you'll get service.
So how can we help secure the volunteers that you need for this? Because you're asking for volunteer time from medical professionals, and I'm sure you need normal volunteers as well, because it takes an army to put on an event like this.
Boy, that's a good analogy. It does take an army to put this on, because it is like a MASH unit. It's like a mobile pop-up hospital. So good analogy. We have been sent out 1,500 letters. We followed up with 1,000 emails. But again, what we know from marketing is people don't respond until they've had 4 to 6 touch points. So right now we've just made 100 office visits in person. So we're going to repeat those office visits, but we're getting out in as many newsletters. The Butler Eagle has been generous, as has Armstrong, social media. But what everybody has to do is go to ramusa.org. So RAM is just ramusa.org, and sign up. And yes, we need about a third of professional people, and then the other two thirds, we just need general support. I've been to 3 of these clinics as general support, just to kind of check them out to make sure it wasn't that my first experience wasn't just a unique, wonderful experience. So I've gone to Ashtabula, Ohio, New York, and Virginia, three different clinics last year, and each one is run with such organization and precision. These RAM people know what they're doing. And communities just like ours. I mean, pretty much every community in the Rust Belt shares pretty much in common economics and demographics. And there isn't any community out there in the Rust Belt that doesn't need these type of services. So, but it's getting people to actually go to the website and sign up, because we will track then. We'll track, well, how many dental hygienists do we have? How many dental assistants do we have? How many dentists? How many nurses? How many doctors? How many optometrists, opticians, ophthalmologists? Those are all the people that we need to sign up. We're about halfway there on general support, which has been really nice. We've had a lot of interest from nurses and doctors signing up, but we're really weak on dental and vision providers. So if you know anybody, pass the word, because we need you. And it you know, it's a lot of providers will say, well, these people will come to my, there's a lot of people who won't come to the offices. They can't, or they can't afford it. They physically can't get there. This is, we're asking for one day or two. You can work both days, and kind of to give back to the community in which, you know, you live and you grew up. And my husband always has a saying, and he was a Butler High School coach, and he always says, you never want to forget where you came from. We know whose shoulders that we stand on, all the coaches and teachers before us. And it's the same with any kind of providers. We want to be able to give back when we can, because somebody did it for us. Mm-hmm. So that's how I see it. And once you kind of make that leap into being a volunteer, it just opens your world up in a little different way than not having that experience of just giving for no reason, but to give because it's your hometown.
Well, the best part is you're not asking for these medical professionals, doctors, nurses for money, right? You know, a lot of organizations are out there asking, soliciting for that part of it, where you're just asking for the physical help, and help thy neighbor, and what we, you know, service above self, you know, Rotary motto will always be number one in my heart. And so I'm wondering, you know, is there a message that we can help deliver to those people that we're not asking for money, we just need time and talent?
Wow, you said it really nice just now. I like that. Tell me that saying again. Service before self.
Yeah, service before self. And we're asking for time and talent.
Yes. Oh, I like that. We gotta make a new motto. I like that. Maybe that'll be my signature on my email.
There you go.
Nice work, Seth. Yeah, that's the hard thing is just again, weekends, you know, people work so hard all week. We know that. And then they feel guilty for all the things that they don't do for their spouses, for their children, for their parents. And it's like, no, my weekends are taken up, that kind of thing. It's hard asking people for their time. But at least it's not asking them for money. But sometimes people would rather give the money. You know, you've all have experience of being a parent on a sports team and you're like, please, I don't want to join the parents club. I just want to give you money. Because time is precious, we understand that, but it's just a mission that we're trying to achieve and do something that's the right thing to do for the community. And you know, we know you could go down a different route and look at research and statistics and how many infected teeth end up in the emergency room. Well, maybe 10 to 12%, because that poisoned tooth goes into your system and sooner or later it's going to escalate and you end up in the emergency room. So in one sense, we can look at it economically, like if we nip problems in the bud, we're going to save our community money in the long run. That's another way to look at it, that, you know, it's valid to talk about that. But if you have, you know, bad teeth, say you just went through BC3's wonderful literacy program, you got your GED, but if your teeth are bad, you're not going to smile when you go to that job interview, or you're not going to get hired if you go to a job interview and you have a black tooth, right? We saw that terrible exposure of Sheets having in their policy that they thank goodness they took it out, that anyone who didn't have a nice smile wasn't going to get hired. I mean, my goodness, that was in print. What an embarrassment for them, because, you know, they're a very generous organization in the communities that they are established in. But so they took it out of print. But the point is, that still happens. We know that still happens. So having good teeth, it is part of getting a job, for instance, and that helps our community. So there's all kinds of ways this trickle down to making our community a better place to live, helping each other make it a better community.
If I was a medical professional, I know you said I don't have to be there both days. Is there a set requirement? Is it 2-hour window, 4-hour window? Might not be able to fill that whole entire day, but what's the minimum requirement that you'd like to have just to help get that information out there?
CalRAM runs their clinics, and they put on about 50 clinics or more a year. And again, they've been doing this for over 40 years. Is that they run things in a 12-hour day on Saturday and probably an 8-hour day on Sunday. So ideally, everybody can stay that long for each of those days. You're going to be well fed. The food is catered. It's all healthy food. They make sure we have a certain percentage of food that's vegetarian. Lots of, you know, fluids and good drinks. And we know we're happier when we're well fed. But when it comes down to it, if a dentist tells us I can only give you 5 hours, we're gonna take it. Okay. But they are long days, and it's kind of off-putting. I've heard many people say when they go to the website and see that the shift is 12 hours, that's unnerving to some people. But we're not going to turn you away if you don't want to stay that long. But I think once you get there and you have that sense of community and you have the energy of a clinic, and you're not going to be standing the whole time, you can sit, you can take breaks. Again, we'll have the cafeteria going around the clock. It'll be surprisingly a pleasant day, and we'll keep you busy so it goes fast. But the short answer is we'll take anything that any provider's willing to give us.
Perfect. Well, just so that people are aware, what are the dates and times again, so that not only can we start to get the medical professionals, but maybe we can start putting this in the mind of listeners as well, in case they need to attend.
Right. So this is Veterans Day weekend, which is in November. So it's November 11th and 12th of the clinic days. And you can be a volunteer and a patient. So maybe you want to come on Saturday and get your teeth cleaned or filling, or maybe you need glasses. This group brings a truck, and it's been so much fun to tour the truck. The prescription, imagine an 18-wheeler box truck. The prescription goes in the back. It goes down the line through all the machines, and out the front comes new glasses that the patient goes home with. So it's a wonderful thing. And I got so excited about that, I forgot your question, Seth.
No, just dates and times.
So you can be a volunteer and a patient.
Yep.
So because, like I said, most of us are what I call the working poor. So we're working, but our paycheck just does not always stretch. And again, these two issues are primarily dental and vision, but we're also going to have medical. We're hoping to get a mammogram mobile there, colon cancer screening tests that UPMC is going to donate to us. We're going to do sports physicals for the kids. Just general physicals. Some people haven't been to a family doctor in 10 or 20 years. Just looking at general health, you know, there's a lot of hypertension and diabetes in the community. We hope to get a podiatrist in, as well as a dermatologist to take biopsies. We're going to run labs. So again, it's really a portable hospital. We keep saying a clinic, but I'm not sure people really understand the scope of what we're going to do unless we say hospital. So for your teeth, we're going to have x-rays being made. It's more than you could imagine. And this being a first-time clinic, I've heard from other experienced communities that it can be tough to get patients to show up for the first time because, again, they don't believe that this is really free, that, you know, there has to be a hitch in there, right? But there isn't. And so we just want to reassure people about that. But again, everything happens on the website. And then I check into it every day to track our progress, to see how many nurses we have, how many doctors, how many general support we have. So it's been a slow, steady build, but we're really ramping up now to make sure we get those professionals, the ones with licenses.
No, for sure. So we would love to have our medical professionals at Butler Intermediate High School on Saturday, November 11th and Sunday, November 12th. Once again, it's both days if you're more than willing and able to give that time. But one day out of the two would even be helpful. A couple hours out of one of the 2 days even would be helpful. All because the mission here is to help provide life-saving medical services to those in need.
Right. And again, it's not just the doctors. In the dental group, we need dental hygienists, dental techs, dental assistants. In the vision group, we need opticians, optometrists, ophthalmologists, optometrists, all those O words. I've got to concentrate on those. In the medical side, we physician assistants, nurse practitioners, nurses, and doctors, dermatologists, podiatrists. So we've been planning this since last summer. So
oh, wow.
We've been reaching out to every group that we can, talking to other free clinic kind of people, other nonprofits, other health organizations. So we've been really trying hard to make a presence known so that we start off big. And it's been wonderful having Concordia backing us financially, knowing we don't have to worry about fundraising, because I was thinking we were going to be selling hoagies or buying more pizza from you. But we don't have to worry about fundraising. It's getting the people. We're so thankful for the Butler School District to give us the school because we had to have a date that they didn't have school on Friday because it's going to take about 8 hours to set up. So we also need general support to help unload the trucks and create this hospital inside the whole first floor of the Butler Intermediate Unit. We'll have a dental area, vision area, medical area, and also going to have a resource area. So all the nonprofit agencies, health related service agencies in Butler, we're inviting to be on one hallway that's going to be nothing but resource tables. So anyone is welcome to sign up for that. Again, they have to go to the website and sign up as a resource table, and that's all free. There's no fees to having your resource table there. So again, it's ramusa.org for all of this. Once you get on the site, it's very easy to navigate. You just hit volunteer, you put in your demographics, and then there'll be a list of clinics, and you just scroll down till you hit the Butler PA clinic, and the days will pop up and you sign up for which day you want to come help.
Well, and I'll give you another kudos because the Butler PA pop-up event is the only one in Western PA for the remainder of the 2023 calendar year and already into next half of 2024. So for anyone to attend or volunteer, this is your only opportunity this year. So the Butler PA site on November 11th and 12th are very critical to receive these free services or to volunteer.
Thanks. Thanks for saying that.
Of course. Lynn, are there any last words for our listeners? Because I think we've covered everything from, you know, volunteering, the importance of what this event is for those in need. You know, maybe we missed something along the way, or maybe there's something near and dear to your heart that you'd like to share as well.
I'm thinking here. I just wanted to say for the patient side of it, the services that'll be offered. We talked about dental having visions. I'm sorry, having cleanings, having teeth filled, having teeth pulled. In vision, it'll be a comprehensive eye exam. RAM brings all the equipment. We're going to fully dilate those eyes, do refraction to, you know, get the eyeglass prescriptions updated, check for glaucoma, check for diabetic retinopathy. The trucks, again, are there so that the eyeglasses are made on site. You pick out your frames, you go home that day with your new glasses. Because kids have those polycarbonate frames, they can't make those that fast. So the kids will have their glasses shipped to them in a week or two. But in general, the volunteers are the heroes of this clinic. So RAM provides all the hardware, and their staff will come run all of our volunteers. So because that's what they're experts in. But it's our own Butler hometown people who are going to be the heroes of this clinic. This entirely depends on volunteers. And again, this is something we do for ourselves, for our neighbors, for our kids, for our kids' friends. We know everybody is having a hard time stretching that paycheck, and you can't work unless you can see. You can't work unless you can smile and show people your teeth. So it all comes down to making our community stronger. So that's why we need you to volunteer.
Well, you are the champion of this, and I think they picked the most perfect person for that, as you are waving that flag high and mighty on top of that hill. So, Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today. We want this to be a huge success. If you want to come back on here in a couple of months so we can also promote for those to attend, we can have you back again just to recap for people, and hopefully you have way more than you need volunteer wise by then on the medical professional side, so that we can have every service imaginable for those in need.
Thank you, Seth. We really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
You bet. Just a reminder, please check out Remote Area Medical website at ramusa.org. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.